Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Neve and Alana with your 9 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, an AirAsia flight from Sydney, set for Malaysia, has made an emergency landing in Brisbane less than 2 hours after takeoff. The crew of flight D7221 initiated the emergency descent due to the loss of cabin pressure, landing at Brisbane Airport at 10 p.m. on Sunday evening. Artifacts uncovered in the 2011 floods are now being examined by archaeology students at the Queensland Museum. Queensland Museum's archaeology curator, Nick Hadnott, says it was a race against time to salvage what fragments they could. A collection of everyday objects from the 1870s to 1890s, referred to as the William Street Assemblage, include clay pipes, rum bottles, ceramic dolls, and even a bone toothbrush. One of the few intact objects is a small ink bottle that would have been used in the former government printing house. It still retains a dash of ink. In national news, enrollments in creative arts courses are in drastic decline as arts, society, and culture tertiary courses are being axed. According to a study published this week in the Australian Journal of Education, more than 40 courses have been cut in less than a decade, while the cost of creative arts degrees has risen by 116%. Government policies such as the Job Ready Graduates Funding Scheme have made creative degrees more expensive relative to STEM and other disciplines. Co-author of the study, Professor Sandra Gattenhoff, suggests there will be an enormous decline in the amount of artistic activity in Australia if we cannot incentivize and sustain a creative and cultural workforce.
A mobile health van funded by the Murrindindi community was launched and immediately deployed as bushfires broke out in the region. The van was officially launched in Yeer in Victoria's northeast in late January when the Longwood fire broke out the day after its launch. The van was put straight into service. Staffed by doctors, nurses and mental health clinicians, it's already providing support to locals impacted by the fires. The van will now make regular stops to rural towns across northeast Victoria, delivering mental and physical health care to communities with limited access to services. In international news, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has called anti-Olympic protesters enemies of Italy and Italians after the alleged coordinated sabotage of train infrastructure and violence at rallies. In the northern city of Bologna, three separate incidents of damage were discovered on the railway lines, with the railway network stating an explosive device was used, electric speed train cables were severed, and a fire was started at an electrical cabin in Pesaro. Thousands of people took to the streets in Milan on Saturday, where the Olympic Winter Games are taking place this year, protesting the Games' economic and social consequences and excessive public spending. Separately, protests have also erupted against Israel's participation in the Games, with their team being welcomed by hostile boos from the crowd during the opening ceremony, and U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife receiving a similar reception. Anti-ICE protests have also taken place in Milan in response to the agents being deployed as security for the US delegation at the Games. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is currently 6.9, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.